The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. We welcome our viewers of Madini Channel back to another episode of the program The Challenges of Youth. Yes, on this program we discuss the various challenges that the youth do face with the changing times that they are growing up in and that they are becoming young adults in and starting their lives off in. It's a very different time to what times used to be. So various challenges are experienced in today's day and age, and we know that we do need guidance. And what better guidance can we get than Islamic guidance? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So on this program, we discuss various challenges that the youth do face, topic by topic, as well as Islamic guidance as to how we can overcome those challenges. And so today as well, inshallah, azza wa jalla, we are going to discuss another challenge that youth do face in the current day and age, in modern times, as well as we're going to unpack beautiful Islamic guidance for us to get through these challenges. Before we get into our topic of discussion, let us first mention and listen to a beautiful benefit of salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Indeed, salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has immense benefits. So many benefits that we can receive by our recitation of salawat upon the beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one of those benefits is the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam having told us that whoever recites salat upon me one time, Allah azza wa jalla shall was 10 mercies upon him. Wow! 10 mercies for one salawat. Now, how much of salawat do you want to recite? As much as the mercies you want to receive. And so, keep your tongues moist with the salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and keep your hearts beating upon the love of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, in today's day and age, in the modern times, the world tends to be changing, and it's changing so fast. Things are changing around us. Weather patterns are changing. Norms are changing. Values, unfortunately, are changing too. Many morals are changing as well, and people are tending to question the norms of the past. Those things that used to take place in the past, people are tending to question that, should we stay upon that or should we change with the rest of the world? Now, there are certain things that we can change on and certain things that we don't want to change. That's not suitable for us to change. However, we need to find ways of keeping our values, our Islamic values that we are taught. We need to find ways of keeping them intact, even in the modern day and age, even in the current life as well, because indeed our salvation lies there. So today, inshallah, azza wa jal, we are going to discuss a very important topic, and that is honoring parents in the modern age. Honoring parents in the modern age, in this ever-changing world, how is it that we can still hold on to that honor and that respect that we should be giving to our parents, inshallah azza wa jal. But before we get into any further details, let us rejuvenate our iman, refresh our spirits, and strengthen our love for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by listening to his praise, increasing the yearning to visit the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara, and increasing our enthusiasm to act upon his blessed sunnah, his beautiful lifestyle. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Na koi aap jaisa tha, na koi aap jaisa hai. Koi Yusuf se poochhe Mustafa ka husn kaisa hai. Hai jalwa-e jaanana, hai jalwa-e jaanana. Aqa, tu shama-e risalat hai, alam tera parwana,
parwana.
Tu maah-e nubuwat hai, ae jalwa-e jaanana. کوثر کے چہرے سے نقاب اٹھے، جو ساقی کوثر کے چہرے سے نقاب اٹھے، ہر دل بن میں خانہ، ہر آنکھ ہو پیمانہ، ہر دل بن میں خانہ، میں خانہ ہر آنکھ ہو پیمانہ، آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے، عالم تیرا پروانہ، تو ماہ نبوت ہے، اے جلوہ جانانا، گر پڑ کے یہاں پہنچا، مر مر کے اسے پایا، گر پڑ کے یہاں پہنچا، مر مر کے اسے پایا، چھوٹے نہ الہی اب سنگے در جانانا، چھوٹے نہ الہی اب یا رب سنگے در جانانا، آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے، عالم تیرا پروانہ، تو ماہ نبوت ہے، جلوائے جانانا، اے جلوائے جانانا، پیتے ہیں تیرے در کا، کھاتے ہیں تیرے در کا، پیتے ہیں تیرے در کا، کھاتے ہیں تیرے در کا، پانی ہے تیرا پانی، دانا ہے تیرا دانا، پانی ہے تیرا پانی، ہاں پانی، دانا ہے تیرا دانا، آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے، عالم تیرا پروانہ، تو ماہ نبوت ہے، اے جلوہ جانانا، ہر پھول میں بو تیری، ہر شمع میں ذو تیری، ہر پھول میں بو تیری، ہر شمع میں ذو تیری، بلبل ہے تیرا بلبل، پروانہ ہے پروانہ، بلبل ہے تیرا بلبل، ہاں بلبل، پروانہ ہے پروانہ، آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے، عالم تیرا پروانہ، تو ماہ نبوت ہے، جلوائے جانانا، اے جلوائے جانانا، وہ کہتے نہ کہتے کچھ، وہ کرتے نہ کرتے کرتے کچھ وہ کہتے نہ کہتے کچھ وہ کرتے نہ کرتے کچھ اے کاش وہ سن لیتے مجھ سے میرا افسانہ مجھ سے میرا افسانہ آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوہ جانانا سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری تا حشر رہے روشن کاشانہ تا حشر رہے روشن ہاں روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ تو ماہ نبوت ہے جلوائے جانانا اے جلوائے جانانا
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. What a beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I'm sure you enjoyed that beautiful kalam. Listening to the praises of your beloved always brings joy to your hearts. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. This is Allah Azza wa Jal's mercy upon us. And it's a sign that alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us with love for his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For indeed the lover is always happy when the beloved is praised. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And today's topic of discussion, as we've mentioned a little earlier before the kalam, that we are going to discuss honoring parents in the modern age. Now, as we've mentioned, the world is changing. Lots of things are changing about the world. People's mindsets are changing as well. And why is it changing? It's changing because of the changes that we find around us. Sometimes life tends to get a little bit fast-paced, you know, and we tend to forget about those things that are important yet are part of our everyday lives. We forget the importance as well, even though they have played such significant roles in our lives. And one of those very important aspects that we need to hold on to is respect and honor for our parents, even in this ever-changing world. Now, let us first understand the importance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us honoring our parents, because that sets the stage for us to know our stance as mu'minun, our stance as Muslimun, our stance as believers, as those who have submitted to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is it that Allah azza wa jal has commanded us on every subject, on every topic? And then we know that that is our direction. For even in an ever-changing world, we are not to break the commandments that Allah Azza wa Jal has given us. So Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in the Holy Quran on this subject so beautifully, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما. صدق الله العظيم. Translation from Kanzul Irfan. And your Lord has decreed that you worship none but Him. And be kind to your parents. If one or both of them reach old age in your presence, then do not even say uff to them, and do not scold them, and speak to them with courteous words. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, that is the beautiful kalam of Allah Azza wa Jalla giving us guidance on how it is that we should treat our parents. We are not even to say uff to them. We are not to show any disrespect to them. We are not to scold our parents. Rather, we are to be kind. We are to be merciful towards them. In fact, the very next verse tells us, وَاخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, and lower your wing of humility to them out of affection, and say, O my Lord, have mercy on them both as they raised me when I was a child. So subhanallah azza wa jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided us as to exactly how it is that our mindset should be when we are dealing with our parents. We should deal with them with utmost kindness, utmost respect, and keep in mind at all times their honor, the honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. We also see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned His ibadah, that we should worship Him azza wa jal. And just after that, Allah azza wa jal has mentioned the great ranking of our parents and how we should honor our parents. So we get to know that this is of utmost importance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, we have also learned how we should be grateful to our parents, that we should give them du'as because they have done so much for us to bring us to the point that we are at. Alhamdulillah. So they've done ihsan upon ihsan, they've showed kindness upon kindness, and at least we should raise our hands in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا, that, O my Lord, have mercy on them both as they raised me when I was a child. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. And in that honor and the respect that we should have for our parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed our Jannah. Subhanallah. So our parents are actually our means to Jannah. In fact, as per the understanding we've received from the hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they can be our Jannah or they can be our Jahannam. How is that possible? If we respect them, and we honor them, and we obey them, and we observe their dignity, then inshallah azza wa jal, that will be our path to Jannah. However, if someone dishonors his or her parents, if someone disrespects and disobeys his or her parents, then that can be a means to that person's Jahannam. It can be a means to that person receiving the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And nobody wants, and nobody can bear the azab of Allah azza wa jal. May Allah azza wa jal protect us from His displeasure and His punishment. Ameen bijahi khatam al-nabiyyin sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, Islam has taught us that we are to respect our parents unconditionally. We are to honor them. No matter what, they are our parents and we have to honor our parents. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin. However, in today's world, we see that there's a bit of a mindset change. There's a shift in people's mindsets. And nowadays, you might even hear it in many parts of the world that what did they do, or what is it that they, as my parents, do to earn them the respect and the honor that I am told to give them? This is a very dangerous question. Why I say so is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already told us that we are to honor them, that we are to respect them. There doesn't have to be another reason. Yes, رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Already Allah Azza wa Jal has told you and reminded you of how they had sustained you and they had looked after you and they had taken care of you when you were a little child, that they had raised you when you didn't know anything and you didn't have anything. And this should be sufficient reason for us to honor our parents. But there is that thought that many youngsters do have, that they need to give me respect for me to give them respect. They need to honor me for me to honor them. This does not work with regards to our parents. This is not the standard. It's not the condition for us to be able to honor our parents. We are moving towards a time where people have a very individualistic mindset. that they are only concerned regarding themselves. And we tend to forget the rights of other people when we are only looking to ourselves. So therefore, ulama al-kiram advise us that you focus on other people's rights and your responsibilities, and then inshallah azza wa jal, you will have a beautiful world to live in. But many a times we are so focused on ourselves that we forget other people's rights. We forget our responsibilities towards them. We are not to even show annoyance at that which our parents say. We are not to even show annoyance towards them. Even if they ask questions again and again, as parents do get older, they tend to forget things. As they get older, sometimes it's possible that they might have difficulty in understanding a concept because they have reached old age. Whilst we should remember that we have understood many of those concepts when we were little children, we didn't understand. Whilst we should remember that we have understood many of those concepts through the help of those same parents. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, when we didn't know anything, they had taught these things to us. And so, exercise patience with them. Exercise patience with them when they don't understand, or when they forget, or even if they ask for something time and time again. Just think, there was a point at which I asked for something time and time again, and they did not show annoyance to me, alhamdulillah. So, especially if you are young parents, if you are young parents and you have young children, you would know how many times your child would ask you the same question. And yet every time as a parent, you respond with love, you respond with kindness. So just like that, our parents did the same for us. But at times we think that, okay, that was the system in their time and our time is different. They have difficulty understanding us because there's this huge generational gap between us and our parents. And because of that same generation gap, as they have difficulty understanding us, we have difficulty understanding them. However, generation gap or not, understanding or not, remember that we as Muslims are given our core duties and we have to fulfill our duties. In you being dutiful to your parents, you're actually being dutiful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In you fulfilling the rights of your parents, you're actually obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, just think that I'm doing for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we understand life gets busy. Life gets busy, we have so many things to see to, and we tend to forget these things. But we need to create that balance in our lives. We have to create that balance in our lives to ensure that, yes, my tasks need to be done. My work needs to be done. My family needs to be seen to. My wife and children need to be seen to. But my parents are also on my priority list. Yes, they are on my priority list, and therefore time must be given to them. Time must be given to them, affection must be given to them, and at a point from time to time for some children or many children, they also have financial responsibilities on their shoulders towards their parents, and this should not be neglected either. Parents often tend to feel that their children have neglected them when children neglect communication with them. Yes, they feel that their children have neglected them when children neglect communication with them. So keep this in mind as well. We need to constantly be communicating with our parents because communication does help people to feel that they have people that are there for them. They have a support structure, that they don't have to look out in order to find people, that people are always there. Alhamdulillah. So you might not be able to give much time or 24 hours of your day to be in the presence of your parent. And if you are in that situation, it is understandable because life is busy. However, we can manage to give some time, isn't it? And the time that we can't manage to be there physically, then at least, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Allah has blessed us that we can call them, that we can send them messages, that we can check up on them. If we cannot do so, then we can have a sibling do so just for that time, and thereafter we do so again. We can have our children do so just for a little while and then we can do so again. But don't allow them to feel alone. We should not be allowing them to feel lonely and to feel like they don't have that support structure. It should not be that days are going by, but we never made a call. It should not be that weeks are going by, but we have not visited. It should not be such that only by the end of the month, our parents get to see us. We need to make time in our busy schedule. Understand that we are considering making time in our busy schedule to visit them, or to be with them, or to spend time with them. They did not make time in their busy schedule. They ensured that their schedules worked around us. Yes, Parents ensured that their schedules worked around us in order to ensure that we are the priority and everything else comes in secondary. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So we need to try our best to repay that. We know that we're not going to be able to repay that. However, we can try to repay that as best as possible. Try to ensure that we honor them. Try to ensure that we respect them. And for those young parents out there as well, you might be thinking that how am I going to get my children to respect me? Because it's a task. It's a very difficult task to tell your children, oh my children, you need to respect me. Oh my children, you need to honor me. Remember, those very children are watching how you deal with your parents. They are watching how you deal with your parents. All you have to do is continuously show your parents honor, continuously show your parents respect, continuously show obedience to your parents, and your children will watch that whilst growing up, and they will realize this is the way that we need to treat our parents. If they watch you dishonoring your parents, there will come the day, one day, that you will be in old age and they will be young and strong. And the same dishonor that we show to our parents, they will show to us. So let it not be that way. Let that day not come. Rather, show honor to our parents. Our parents are deserving of our humility and our servitude. Our humility and our servitude, that means that when we come into their court, when we come into their presence, we should be humble. We should never show pride. There's no need to show our chest out or to show that we know something or to show that we are great. Remember, what impression is it that we want to create? They saw us when we were little children and knew nothing. We don't need to create some sort of impression that we are something. No. No matter how old you might be, when you come into their court, you are still their child. You are still their child. No matter how old you might be, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Always also remember to show gratitude to your parents. We know that gratitude is such an important thing that we should be showing to everyone. Anyone who does any ihsan, any kindness for us, we need to show them gratitude. But parents have done the most kindness from all of the other people that we meet on a day-to-day basis. They have showered us with their favor, with their mercy, with their love, and so from all the people that we meet in our day-to-day lives, they are the first worthy recipients of gratitude. So subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, we've discussed various different aspects of our honor and our respect for our parents. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Always maintain communication with them. Always check on them. Try to spend some time with them. Give them your time, your family's time as well. Keep them on the top of our priority list. Always be grateful to them for all that they've done. Whenever you enter their company, always exercise and show humility. Be of service to our parents. And very importantly, always make dua for them. As Allah Azza wa Jal has taught us the beautiful dua in the Holy Quran. This should become our habit. Every time we perform salah, after salah we raise our hands and we say, رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. O Allah Azza wa Jal, shower your mercy upon them the way they raised me when I was a child. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall.